Folks, over the last few weeks, we've been sharing with these different ways in which different companies have been providing higher and higher access, speed access to the internet through metropolitan Detroit, and especially downtown. One of those new ways of getting on the internet and getting there in blinding speed is through a company called Rocket Fiber, and one of the co-founders is with us right now. That's Randy Foster. Randy, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Rocket Fiber, when did you folks launch?
That's a sort of two-part question. So Rocket Fiber was officially founded in 2014, June.
Yeah.
We started our alpha program in early October, and we're going to officially start, be officially launched in January.
Okay, so it's going to be 2016. This thing is going to be a reality. I asked that question about when it launched because I've been hearing about Rocket Fiber for a long time. What is it that's kept it from, you know, being a reality for us up until now?
So construction, really. It takes a lot of time to put all the infrastructure in the ground and build everything from the ground up, especially when, you know, it's brand new technology, cutting edge, you know, and just logistics of getting all the pieces in place ready to go.
Now, as I understand it, Randy, that you have the part of this construction job has been to get the fiber feed from the internet into locations in downtown Detroit as a step one. Am I right on it?
Correct. We put in our backbone fiber, which is about 6.5 miles in the downtown area. We're currently building our backbone in Midtown right now. And then from there, we have to build laterals into all the buildings because we're fiber end-to-end, taking that last mile piece, which is traditionally copper, either coax or over phone lines, and we're just bringing fiber directly into a unit.
And the real value and differentiator for you is that this is also for residential use, right?
Exactly.
That's a huge jump.
Most everybody we've been talking to, it's about serving the businesses, right?
Exactly.
And this is for residential. So the people living downtown will actually have advantage, be able to take advantage of this.
So when you say you're bringing the backbone down, explain for our listeners what that means.
So in downtown Detroit, that means that we have to dig a trench everywhere we go. There, for a number of reasons, you can't do any of the other type of construction techniques like boring or micro-trenching for a variety of reasons. So we have to cut a 3-foot wide, 3-foot deep trench and actually put conduit in there and then fill it all back up and restore the concrete and then pull our fiber through that conduit that we put down there.
So is this going to be available? I mean, you're doing all the hard work, the heavy digging. Can you put anything else through there? How else can you leverage all that work that you're doing?
I don't know that if you're alluding towards maybe putting electrical lines or something like that.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I was thinking, wow, that's a lot of work. Too bad you can't either use somebody else's right-of-way privileges or somehow, you know, take advantage of some leverage you're putting in.
Well, we did that with M1 Rail, right? So up and down Woodward, there was a lot of construction going on, and we do that wherever we can. A lot of cities have implemented what they call a Dig Once program, where whenever a construction project goes out, they'll notify all of the telecommunications or utility providers in the area and try to coordinate so that they don't have to come back.
Using the same hole, Dig Once. Randy Foster is our guest here. He's one of the he's a CEO and one of the co-founders of Rocket Fiber. We're going to talk some more about what that connection means for consumers as well as businesses here in Detroit. In case you are joining us perhaps for the first time hearing about the Internet Advisor, I'd like to let you know we have a second hour coming up. And starting at 4 o'clock after the news, we're going to be opening up our phone lines at 800-859-0957. You'll be hearing that repeated plenty of times. 800-859-0957. That's a toll-free number. And you get to call in your questions. So it's a great time if you've had a computer question that you want to have answered. Ed and Cal, Gary and I are in here. I'm more here just to drive the bus. They're the folks who are really smart and have all the hands-on experience. But they're here to help you answer those questions. And our motto here is the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. So, for instance, maybe you're looking to buy something for somebody, a laptop, and you'd like some advice or another kind of a device. We'd love to help you with those decisions as well. So questions about your computers or devices and about the internet and maybe even some shopping help.
Well, and the best part, too, is that when you ask a question, you're probably asking it for a lot of other people that have the same questions. So it gives us an opportunity to address the issue and answer it for a whole bunch of people that are listening.
And that'll come up at the top after news at the top of the hour, 800-859-0957. Right now we're continuing a conversation with Randy Foster. He is the CEO and co-founder of Rocket Fiber. It was part of Rocket Ventures and Quicken Loans family of companies, a Detroit-based internet service provider that is dedicated to bringing affordable gigabit internet and breathtaking HDTV and an industry-leading personalized client experience to residents and businesses in Detroit. Randy, we've been kind of talking, you know, during the break here amongst ourselves about what a project this is to put this fiber down. As you're saying, you got to dig a trench to do that. This is awfully expensive. Is that what's been keeping us from getting more of this high-speed fiber input to Detroit?
Yeah, the barriers to entry in this particular industry, I mean, especially when we talk about a dense urban environment, it becomes cost prohibitive. So the construction technique we were talking about costs about $150 a foot to build. A more reasonable construction method like boring costs about $30 a foot. It's definitely very expensive in these type of environments, and it's a large barrier of entry to just get everything up and running and started from the beginning.
Are you strictly going to come out from the downtown area and then go, star out from that area? Or are you going to start any satellite ones and go back toward downtown? Let's say, you know, Oakland County, Macomb County, that sort of thing.
I think all the options are open. The natural progression is just to keep extending from where you've already built. But there's always opportunities, and you can get long-haul fiber between two different points and people to submit up a satellite. We're evaluating exactly where and what Rocket Fiber expansion plans look like. You know, it took us about 2 years to get to this point, and all that while we've been trying to do the same type of evaluation to see where we go next. So we'll hopefully be announcing some stuff in 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm. Randy, where will the consumers be who will be able to take advantage of getting this pure fiber dealt to them at home for about $70 a month?
Yep, we are launching at $70 a month for our gigabit internet package and $299 for our 10 gigabit internet package for the residents. You can start getting it in the Central Business District, and starting in early 2016, some areas in Midtown you'll be able to receive this fiber, and we'll be rapidly expanding our service area from there.
How do we stimulate Rocket Fiber to come in our particular area? Let's say, I don't know, Southern Oakland County, somewhere around Southfield or so, and I wanted to get that to get out there so I can enjoy really fast fiber at a reasonable cost.
I was kind of thinking Ann Arbor.
So if you go to www.rocketfiber.com and we have a Get Fiber page, if you put your information there, it definitely helps see where demand is, and that will help us figure out exactly how to get and where to get go to first.
So when you say downtown or in the Central District area, can you give me some specifics about where that's going to be and who's going to be able to tap into that?
So some of the buildings that we're currently in are located around Capitol Park. That's a subsection of Detroit, Central Business District Detroit, just on the other side of Woodward.
Okay.
We're also in sort of midtown area, by Traffic Jam and Snug. We're up by that area, so we'll be bringing some residential units on there probably early 2016.
So you got two residential buildings, I think, that you're going to open with. Is that going to help drive people, you know, renting or buying condo units in those buildings?
Yeah, actually, historically, there's been several studies that show that property values actually increase about equivalent to, if it's a single family home, about equivalent to having air conditioning. So it's about $5,000 property value increase. Similarly, the same thing happens when you look at apartments, because one of the first things people look for is, you know, where is it? And then how do I get the things that I need, which are TV and internet nowadays?
Mm-hmm. And you're offering them this blazing fast connection. Is it the David Broderick building, that my understanding was one of the ones you're starting with?
The Albert in Detroit right now. Mm-hmm. And the Malcolmson is the other building.
Okay. This is part of Dan Gilbert's vision, am I right, for developing Detroit?
Yeah, it's definitely a big economic play. We like to use the 1+1=3 scenario, which is you're starting to drive down new talent and you're trying to build up Detroit to be a tech hub. What better thing than have an underlying reliable infrastructure like this that will help magnify all the other investment that's going on?
Mm. So where does this fit in his strategy then for development of Detroit?
I think what's interesting is we always use an example. There's a co-working space that took almost 6 months to get up and running. And not only did it take as long as it did, but they also ended up with substandard speed. So it was very hard to do business for that particular type of industry down here, right? And so if you're trying to do entrepreneurship, what better way than have a co-working space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that, you know, as Dan Gilbert's buying all these buildings and trying to recruit talent and tenants down here, you definitely need this type of infrastructure, and people want high-speed access, and they want it at an affordable price.
Do you have other models that you're working on from other places in the U.S., or are you kind of, you know, breaking some fairly new ground with what you're doing here?
We were heavily inspired by the Google Fiber project, right? They were sort of the leaders in doing this when they brought it on Kansas City. And so the model is sort of proven as far as what internet is and how to make money on internet. What it took is a visionary like Dan Gilbert to be able to back this. Like we talked about, the initial is a large amount to be able to back this in a way that allowed us to go out and build the new infrastructure to take advantage of the new technologies and do it all from the day one and not have to advantage of.
I'm thinking of a city. Is it Chattanooga, Tennessee, that has a gigabit connection system?
Yeah, Chattanooga was developed by EPB, which is the utility down there. They got a large government grant out of the business to do that.
And as I understand, it has created this incredible atmosphere. High tech, it's helped businesses, people are moving into Chattanooga. It's just transformed the city. So I guess I have that same kind of hope for Detroit with the efforts that you young whippersnappers are stepping in and making. So it's going to start, we're going to begin to see this really people connecting to this in 2016. And again, I want to thank you very much, Randy, for being with us here. Randy Foster is one of the co-founders and developer of Rocket Fiber. If you'd like to find out more about that, go to rocketfiber.com or go to internetadvisor.net and click on today's program, and you'll find more information about it there. Randy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, guys.